Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on Parler when it comes back online. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website. A lot of things over there for you to look at. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, our number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I want to start off this hour by giving our thoughts and prayers to the folks at QAnon, because what they were planning on and what they said was going to happen just didn't happen yesterday. Not that there was even a rat's chance in hell it was going to. Joe Biden wasn't arrested. The military didn't step up and take control of the government and reinstate Donald Trump. And that was the nonsense that was going on yesterday from those folks.
Yes, exactly. And it's really kind of concerning, Captain.
It's embarrassing for the country.
Well, of course, yeah, there was not going to be some mass arrest happening or anything like that. And it's unfortunate that a lot of folks have just gotten led down a primrose path with this.
Yeah.
Because, again, you know, there are better ways to affect real political change.
Right.
And that's with legitimate,
respectable sources, not some crackpot that's out there doing that, because all it does is make you look even dumber than dumb.
Well, exactly right. And so, again, it'll be interesting to see, you know, that there might be some who will continue to hold on to this idea, but it's just not there.
Yeah, and I really, you know, these people got to wake up and realize there's a better way to do stuff. They've been proven wrong so many times, it's not funny. Now, in the meantime, the Georgia voters are really upset right now because they were told, if they elected these senators to the U.S. Senate, that they were going to get $2,000. Joe said it. Warnock said it. And the other guy there said it, Ossoff. And they're not going to see it. They're going to see $1,400.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I kind of thought, Captain, when they were campaigning, that the idea was that there was $2,000.
On top of the six.
That's right, because it would be a separate thing. But now it's really just a topping off.
Yep. Which I get, you get.
Mm-hmm.
I figured that's what they were going to do to begin with. When they said $2,000, they gave us $600. They only owe us $1,400. But nope, the voters in Georgia, a lot of them are raising Cain about this. I'm telling you, it's going to come back to bite them.
Well, and I think it will. And you know, who knows? We'll see.
All right. Now, would you consider yourself somewhat of a fashion critic?
Well, I don't know if I go that far.
Well, let me try this.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, and Michelle Obama all coincidentally wore purple at the Biden inauguration yesterday. What does that symbolize, Kyle?
Well, generally speaking, these days, the color purple is typically, you know, because we talk about red states, blue states, and then states that are becoming more purple. So it's really a combining of the red and the blue colors, as it were, to symbolize a melding or a sort of a shifting of the political landscape.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. The color purple comes from mixing blue and red. And they were giving a nod to bipartisanship and unity because, amongst other things, purple is one of the official colors of the Suffragette National Women's Party movement that's gone on since 1930, per the organization. They had the first female vice president in office. That was why they were wearing purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that. Michelle Obama had purple and Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton.
And there were some other women, too. Now, according to Cosmopolitan, something that I don't read, Kamala Harris may also have been paying tribute to Shirley Chisholm. She was the first black woman elected to Congress in 1968. That I remember. And she ran for president in 1972. That I remember. And she ran on the Democratic ticket. Now, Chisholm used the color purple in all of her campaign materials, and that I remember.
Yes, exactly. And there was another tribute to Shirley Chisholm at the inauguration. It was, U.S. Representative Barbara Lee from California wore pearls or something, I think, that had belonged to Shirley Chisholm, or wore something similar.
It was all about Kamala Harris being the first female vice president.
Well, sure, and that in and of itself, that is a very historic thing to happen. I remember, Captain, back in the 80s, remember Geraldine Ferraro?
Yeah,
she ran with Fritz Mondale, and of course they didn't win against Reagan, but she was a candidate for vice president at that time. Yeah.
Now, Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller, gotta wait, here comes the music. Okay. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about this intelligence, about what was going to take place in Washington, D.C., where some of that came from, and a lot of chatter going on, a lot of diversion. So anyway, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, there's no waiting in that bar windshield you got, so give it an inspection today. And if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty for the car, truck, or van you're driving. Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota, Port Charlotte and Daytona Beach, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. They'll give you a free premium quality windshield and drop $100 in the palm of your hand when you tell me, the captain, Matt Bruce, mentioned it to you. All right, their phone number is 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And always make sure to tell them, the captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. All righty. I got to answer AJ's question because I neglected to do that in the first segment, so we'll do it now. AJ is in Atlanta, and I'm assuming she's a C, or a she, rather, because of something that her little picture here, it's got a flower. But anyway, she says, the Tech Tyranny program is here. We're now going to be purged, banned, and banished by the social media websites. What can we do to fight it?
Well, for number one, of course, these are, we hear it said time and again, these are private entities with, user terms and conditions, basically.
Right.
But generally speaking, though, Captain, the how you fight it is, and I don't know this will happen anytime soon now with the new power structure in place in terms of the House and the Senate, especially the Senate, But with that Rule 230 that gives them the liability protection and so forth, and that's only though if they're a platform, is my understanding, and if you start acting as a publisher, picking winners and losers, basically, then the idea is that protection should fall away. That would be one way of beginning to fight back. But, of course, some people went out and made their own platform, and we see what's happening right now with that. So this reach is very, very powerful because it becomes a groupthink sort of situation, and, again, very, very detrimental to the free exchange of ideas. Nobody wants violence. Nobody wants to suggest any harm of any kind. None of that. We don't stand for that at all. But what people should be able to do is say, this sounds like Marxism, or yeah, this sounds like this or that, and then debate. That's what that is. In other words, the answer to speech that people don't like is more speech.
Now, we have an acting defense secretary right now. His name is Christopher Miller, while they wait for Lloyd Austin to be installed or approved. And he said there's absolutely no intelligence that indicated any insider threat was being made at the inauguration after they went in there and vetted all of the National Guardsmen that were there, and they actually sent 12 of them home because of their social media postings, and the majority of the ones they sent home, of all things, happened to be members of the Oath Keepers.
Right, yeah, I heard that, and so that's something that that evidently they thought was a red flag and so forth, but this is 12 people, 12 members of the Guard out of 25,000.
Yeah.
So I think it shows
because of postings on the internet.
Because of post, and not because of some kind of active conspiracy or some kind of an intent that would be there. So I think that should buoy everybody, especially after what Representative Stephen Cohen from Tennessee said about the National Guard.
Yeah, and somebody, and again, we talked about this yesterday. We need to primary Stephen Cohen in Tennessee. Cousin Vinny said he was on it, so we'll see.
Exactly, because, again, to smear people simply because you think they voted for Donald Trump and they might, quote, do something at the inauguration is just the height of insult, for one thing. And what it is it, again, it creates this thing where, talk about disunity, that's the very definition of it.
Now, on day one, as part of a push to roll back the Trump administrative initiatives, we already talked about Joe Biden. One of the things that he did was to re-enter the Paris Climate Accord, but he also signed a series of executive actions, which include wearing masks on all federal property, period, no exception. So anywhere you go that's federal land or federal property, you go into a building that's a courthouse or whatever it happens to be that's federal, Social Security, you will have a mask on, like it or not.
Well, that's right. And of course, similarly, and this is not about the mask thing, but similarly, when President Trump took office on that January day in 2017, first thing he did was start to
get rid of Obama's executive orders.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, President Biden has made a direct appeal to the Trump supporters in his inaugural appeal for national unity. Karl Rove came out and said, well, that's nice, because his inaugural speech was a heartfelt appeal for unity, but lead by example.
Well, sure, lead by example. And it was interesting because the name Donald Trump was not mentioned at all in his speech.
No.
It's interesting that it wasn't. But, of course, it was alluded to, the idea that somehow, and another thing Karl Rove kind of took to task about President Biden's speech was this sort of implication that the 74 million people that voted for Donald Trump somehow have some sort of, racist or white supremacist sort of ideology or predilections or things like that. That's not how you get to unity. But again, a lot of that was just for sort of local consumption for the Democrat Party officials, basically.
Yeah. By the way, we had more pushing and shoving with Antifa. They accosted a group of pro-life protesters that had some signs and whatnot that were up somewhere in Denver. I just saw the video come rolling in on it, and the Antifa folks dressed in black with the helmets and the backpacks and the body armor, very familiar to what we saw on those Capitol steps, were there in Denver. Again, be careful what you wish for.
Well, right. And, of course, Captain, now with a new Biden administration, I'm afraid that groups like this are going to feel somehow emboldened. And again, it wasn't just wasn't about just Trump. I mean, you have these groups that are against our American way of life.
I'm watching some groups just a minute ago were live in Seattle that were going down the street. Several hundred of them, it looked like, busting out windows on stores again. They had the road blocked and barricaded with a big fire going in the middle of the street.
Well, that's right. And so what it does point up, though, Captain, is that all of us, Republican or Democrat or Independent, if we want to live in a decent society, in a decent world, these people are coming against all of us. So we'll talk about unity.
You have the right to free speech. You have the right to free assembly. If it's not warranted to have a permit where you need to go, because that's up to the local provinces, but you do not have a right to block a road, block a street, set debris on fire to make sure that the street is well blocked in that sense. Those are rights you just don't have.
Well, right. And I certainly hope that President Biden will give a full-throated condemnation of anything like this. Unfortunately, and I know back in the summer, it was serving the purpose of a particular political party to a great degree, but things have changed. When you're the president, it's different.
And the reason they've got the black masks on and they got their faces covered up and they got the helmets and all that stuff is so you can't recognize them.
Well, sure, of course. That's the anonymous thing. And it's all self-explanatory. If you want to know what these people are like, just watch their actions.
All right, now here's one for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
According to a Gallup poll, most Americans, a majority of Americans, say that they approve of the way Joe Biden handled the presidential transition, and it was perfectly acceptable to them.
Well, that's very interesting. I mean, there's a lot that goes on.
I thought it was extremely boring myself,
and
I didn't watch that much of it. But what I watched, by the way, I watched Joe Biden. He apparently had finished giving his speech. That's what it looked like to me. And then he sat down kind of in a heap and just had to take a breather. Was I seeing something, or was that what was going on?
It could be. I mean, he talked for about 20 minutes, I think, which is, I think, pretty good for Joe Biden.
They had him on good dope.
Well, but again, you know, we've watched it, and of course, we wish him the best. We don't want any kind of health issues or anything like that, but we've seen some pretty, telltale signs over time now, over the last year and a half or so of the campaign, and it's very concerning, obviously. But, you know, Captain, you said about the poll. I think that, you know, there's a media narrative. Everything was fine. There were no fireworks generated by the media. So people have the idea of, hey, it went pretty well.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back. More with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And we will be back with more. Jen Psaki, the little red-haired White House press secretary, is now the one at the podium. I kind of like seeing Kaylee there. Jen's got an attitude, that's all I can say. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Just hours after his inauguration, President Joe Biden signed a number of executive orders, including a mask mandate on all federal property, an extension to the federal eviction freeze, a revocation of the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and orders rejoining the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Biden said his actions were just a starting point.
We're going to rebuild our economy as well. And these are just all starting points. We're going to, in the process of rebuilding the economy, do what I said throughout the campaign and while running rebuild the backbone of the country, middle class. And so there's going to be a lot of focus on that. I think some of the things we're going to be doing are bold and vital. There's no time to start like today.
This is USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Welcome back. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Fair and Fair. Remember, if you're in Florida, if you're in Georgia, they've got offices there, and here is what they are all about. The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit fairandfarrah.com. Now, fairandfarrah.com also has a phone number 24/7, and you can call that number right now if you have any questions about whether or not you have a case or not. And the number is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. You can speak to a legal professional, and they'll give you an idea. Now, the website, Farrah, is spelled F-A-R-A-H. Farrahandfarrah.com, F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. And again, their number is 877-245-6707. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, with all this going on, and I'm not trying to find fault with anybody. I'm not putting anybody out there, any specific group. But we got to deal with the reality that's here. You got to start throwing a little common sense into it. America needs some common sense. What is your thought on that?
Well, it really does. I mean, there is a real partisan divide in our country. We have seen every single thing about Donald Trump since he ever even went down the escalator, for one thing. But it certainly, when he got elected president, everything has been treated as if it's a five-alarm fire. You know, that every single thing he said, did, was bad. It was against America and all this stuff. And it was simply something that I think was very, 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 very important for ratings, for one thing, for these news shows, but it just really divided us. So what we need to do is be able to lower the temperature. And if we would see the Republicans and Democrats working together on Capitol Hill, that would go a long way to do that.
Now, for the people that are out there that are continuing the narrative, well, this is an illegal presidency, this is unconstitutional, and all that sort of stuff, I will repeat what I've said before. No court, no judge, no state legislature, and not even the Supreme Court of the United States agrees with your assumption, the people that are making these assumptions, that it's illegal, it's unconstitutional, the illegal presidency and all that sort of things that we're hearing tossed around. They just need to get over it and figure out what the solution is. The solution is not to make the situation worse. It's to pick yourself up by the bootstraps at the local level and start working together to build the local level up, start from the ground level up, and start putting people in office where it all starts. And by the way, where's the supervisor of elections office at? What level?
That would be county, I believe.
Local.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
County. Local.
Yeah.
So, therefore, if you want election reform, which comes at the county and the state level, that's where you have to start. And the blue states that are having problems with their election laws, and they changed them without going to the right procedure, and this, that, and the other, and the lawsuits and all that stuff that weren't heard for whatever reason. You don't have foundation. We heard all these different things. Hey, be quiet. You don't have a case. It's your opinion. It's not a fact that you're stating, and you're creating more dissent.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. Now, of course, some might think, well, it's a hard-hitting way of making my statement, but it's really not, because it immediately turns a lot of people off. Because I'll tell you one thing, though, too, Captain, people, they are done with the divisiveness. But what you're talking about is that common sense. It's a practical approach, and it takes longer.
Talking from experience. I'm talking about what I did with a bunch of other people, thousands of people. We had 150,000 people in the national group that I founded and was a part of that we are reorganizing. And by the way, we should mention that you're going to try to put together a chapter there in California in the god-awful blue state out there. Tea Party Americans is what we're calling it. That's the group that we had. That's the group that's back. It's already in six states. We're hoping to add California to it. We're hoping to make you the leader of the chapter out there in California.
Right. Well, we're definitely looking at that, and we'll see what we can come up with. Exactly.
Yep. And we added Costa Rica, and we added Thailand to it, because Steve said that he's putting one together over there in Thailand, and we're also going with a group in Costa Rica.
Exactly right. Yeah. Big time.
Yeah. Now, we'll also get into the situation here. Let's see here. Okay. I want to take this caller here because he called before and I didn't catch him soon enough. So, Ian, we'll give you about 90 seconds to make your point or ask your question. Go ahead.
I got some questions. I'm going to throw them out there.
90 seconds, because I'm going to run out of time.
How come you're not on Gab? Why are you still on Facebook and Twitter? And are you
won't see me on Gab. Not now, not ever.
Okay, how come you're still on Facebook and Twitter? And my third question is, what party are you talking about? Are you guys still shilling for the Republican Party? That's what I want to know. Are you still Republican chills? Thanks, bye.
Well, first of all, Gab, go do a little research and find out about Gab and who's on it, and see the dependability and the reliability of the people that are hosting over there. That's why I'm not on Gab and won't be on Gab. I'm on MeWe, which is a different story. And I continue on Facebook because it's a business account that's over there. Hello, I run a business. And guess what? My network runs a business. And we're over there. The business also is on Twitter. We've done nothing to have any problems over there. Now, as far as what party I'm affiliated with, I'm affiliated with the Americans. We're talking about starting another party called the Patriot Party. We are working to see what our president is going to do, former president, rather. If he's going to start a party, if he wants to do that, then obviously there's going to be a whole bunch of us that are going to be over there with him, and I'm one of them.
Well, yeah, it's interesting, the terminology. I don't think that anybody's shilling for anything. I think
no.
What we're talking about
I'm shilling for America.
Well, exactly, because policy matters. And we're going to get a real big dose of that here,
mm-hmm.
at least over the next 2 years before the midterm election.
Mm-hmm.
And policy matters for jobs. It matters for quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
It matters for so much. And you'll go where the policy is, and then you'll kind of that helps to get your rudder going the right way, as it were. And people all make personal choices,
yep.
but we talk about policy.
And I had been an independent for many, many years. And I was an NPA, as they call it, no party affiliation. And I stayed that way until Donald Trump came along. When Donald Trump came along, I went with the Republican Party simply because he was in the Republican Party, and I wanted to vote for the primary, wanted to vote for him. And I stayed there. Now, I haven't made any moves yet because I want to see what Donald Trump is going to do. And he very well might start a party called the Patriots Party, not Patriot. And again, go do a little research and see what the Patriot Party is all about. That was a communist party back in the 30s.
Right, right.
And 40s.
Right. And even the idea of third parties.
Not Patriots, Patriot.
That's right. Not Patriots. You're right. It's a singular Patriot
yep.
Party. Yeah. But back in the 90s when Ross Perot ran, he was the genesis of this idea of bringing in a Trumpian outsider.
Larry? Hey, Larry?
That's right. Yeah. Can I finish? That was his famous line.
Look too. Here, my chart, Larry. Say what I'm parting there, Larry. Say that's there, Larry. Oh, Larry. Oh, go ahead.
Right. But he was the genesis of that, and it finally came to fruition
yeah.
with Trump as a Republican,
yeah.
but truly an outsider.
Mm-hmm. And they had candidates that ran for various positions around the country, and he actually got a governor elected, Jesse the Body Ventura, they called him back in the day in Minnesota. They might regret they did that, but he was elected a governor, and Perot got 19% of the vote, the most ever.
All right.
Hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report number 2, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Denise Simon coming up after that.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And I'll tell you what, Donna Fiducia, we love her to death. I remember her when I first met her at the World Trade Center, September 11, 2001. She was the on-duty reporter on television that morning when all that stuff happened, and then she later came down to the World Trade Center and reported from down there, and that's where I ran into her when I was hobbling around. Oh, boy. Okay, well, this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Pull on in there. Tell me Captain sent you, and I said you can get yourself a free cup of coffee, and you will, but you got to remember to do that, and here we go.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, I gotta go make
brings a whole generation of light right there. I'll tell you what, Born to Be Wild. Yeah, buddy. Ask anybody that ever heard the speakers on the Hueys on the HB-150s what they were listening to sometimes. That was one of the songs there. Kyle, they'd fly over to draw enemy fire.
Oh, wow.
That, Janis Joplin, and Jimi Hendrix, just to name a few. But anyway, this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Enough about that. We've got some changes in the weather from last hour to this hour. I kind of figured we would when we started talking about lake effect snow, and yep, it's back. So let me get into it here. The locally heavy rain that has been moving with a threat of flash and urban and small stream flooding across the lower Mississippi valleys is going to happen Thursday and Friday. Meanwhile, there's a clipper crossing southern Canada. It's bringing lake effect snow to the Great Lakes, Michigan in particular, then Ohio, then Pennsylvania. But it's already started in upstate New York again in the Tug Hill Plateau. You folks have seen 5 and 6 feet of snow since last Friday, and it's still going to snow some more all the way through Saturday. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we're continuing to look at this flash flood watch that's going on there in southern Arizona, and this, of course, coming across I-8. If you're heading if you're heading towards Yuma, flash flood warning still there. Looks like it's dropped off in the southern California area, just next to the Arizona California border. So that's a good thing. We know that watch is going to be in effect to about midnight Pacific time tonight. But up in Idaho, Captain, we have winter storm warning in the northern part of the state, but really the central part of Idaho, and of course along I-90, 4th of July Pass. They were reporting a wet pavement, cloudy skies, and looks like wind gusts maybe about 6 miles an hour as you head through there. But also winter weather warning, Captain, in the state of Montana tonight, and this is going to be in the Butte area, also Bozeman and Billings as you head across I-90, of course. High wind warnings persist along I-25 and, of course, I-80 as you're in the Cheyenne and Laramie areas there in southern Wyoming. That's what it looks like in terms on the weather map tonight, Captain. A couple of quick temperatures here up in Bozeman, where they have that winter weather advisory. It's 32 degrees right now, 28 in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
All right, well, I'm going to start in upstate New York, and I'm going to start with I-81 north of Oneida Lake all the way to Watertown again and over into the Tug Hill Plateau into the Adirondack Mountains. Now, we've got this clipper coming through, which is going to dump 1 to 3 inches of snow. However, behind the clipper, with the winds the way they are, we're going to have lake effect snow, which is going to dump again. Now, much colder temperatures are expected this weekend when the lake effect snow starts coming in tomorrow. It's going to start Friday over Saturday and probably into Sunday with highs in the upper teens to low 20s. That's the highs. The lows are going to be down near zero. Now, winter weather conditions will be involved for everywhere from northern Oneida County all the way up into Jefferson and Lewis counties, which includes Oswego County in there and part of Onondaga County. It's going to get really miserable. So, again, 16 degrees right now in that area, Syracuse, New York, and it's going to be just miserable, again, with all that snow you've been getting up there north of Oneida Lake. Now, in the meantime, let's take a look at northern Michigan, the Upper Peninsula lake effect starting in up there, Lake Superior Lake here on Lake Michigan. You're going to have Michigan snow in the upper portion of Michigan, then it's going to move across when it gets down towards Lake Erie where the wind's blowing the way they are. You're going to have it from Toledo East, Cleveland, over towards Erie, over towards Buffalo, so on and so on, and it's just going to become a real mess again. And in the meantime, down along I-10 and I-12, if you're going into New Orleans tonight, you're going to encounter fog going into New Orleans itself. So be advised of that. You will have it patchy fog all the way over till you get I-10 into Lafayette, Louisiana. You'll run into it again all the way to Houston. And if you're going west, you'll run out of it when you get west of Houston, about 20, 25 miles. But if you're going down the coastline, down, say, towards Galveston, you're going to have fog all the way there. So that's what we got going on right now. We also have some unsettled weather conditions in the mountains of North Carolina, some winter driving conditions there tonight with the colder temperatures going on there. Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him and all that he does. All right. Now we are going to be speaking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we'll talk about this stuff that you just sent me here on the other side of the break. But I want to start out with Georgia. I've been getting a lot of news stories coming out of Georgia. You've got a son that lives there. And let's see if we can verify this. I've gotten three stories tonight out of Georgia. The people there, the voters that voted for Mr. Ossoff, Mr. Warnock, that were promised $2,000, not $1,400, but $2,000 checks. They're being told they're going to get a $1,400 check, and they want to know what's going on.
Well, I mean, it's not so much, you have to be in Georgia voters, but the total was supposed to be, or it was sold as $2,000. When it happened and the bill got passed, it was $600. So the next amount is supposed to be $1,400, but it's still being sold as $2,000 in addition to the $600. So therein lies what the issue is.
Yeah, because the people in Georgia are thinking they're going to get themselves $2,000, and if they don't, there's going to be some really hot people there.
They're not going to get it.
Okay, I didn't think so. I think they're going to get $1,400 if they get that, and that's not going to come right away because I heard yesterday it might be March before they're able to take that up with all the other stuff that's out there.
Correct.
So we'll see, but that certainly isn't what they were promised. First thing we're going to do is get you that money because we know you need it, and people are really hurting, and they're really mad about this. I mean, they really are, so we'll see. I've had some direct emails from folks in Georgia tonight telling me. So there you go. All right. Well, folks, on the other side of the break, which is coming up here, I'm just waiting on the music to come up in my ear, we are going to talk about what Joe Biden had to say, his consequential speech yesterday. Also, I'll break down a little bit about what it is he's trying to do for everybody. So hang on, and we'll be back. It's an interesting day in America, like it or not. We got us a new president. We'll just call him number 46. There's an idea. Number 46 said, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.